晚上要看约书亚记的第十章了。
This evening we'll be studying Joshua chapter 10.
那第十章所发生的事情和第九章是非常有关联的。
The events which occur in chapter 10 is closely related to the events that occurred in chapter 9.
那在九章的开始的时候，我们看到那两个不同的态度。
At the beginning of chapter 9, we see that there were two different attitudes that were presented.
就是对着神的态度。
One that was towards God.
一些人听见神的作为，他们就坚持的要顶仗到底。
One who, when they heard about the presence of God, that they trembled and feared in reverence.
另外一些人看见了神的作为，里面就受了光照。
That initially the first type of attitude, which actually was against God, and then secondly, which the type of attitude that was enlightened by God.
那么，所以他们就乐意在神的面前悔改，寻求神的怜悯。
And those who are enlightened, who are willing then to repent and to submit to God.
那么第九章的里面说到那一批在神面前寻求神的迦南人。
There in chapter 9 it tells us of a particular tribe of Canaanites who was willing to choose God's way.
那他们是住在基遍。
They dwell in Gibeon.
那另外那些顶撞神的那一批人呢，就住在山地。
And then there are those who were against God who lived in the hill country.
那现在第十章开始的时候，仍然是那一批住在山地的人。
And then at the beginning of chapter 10, again, the focus is on this group of people who lived in the hill country.
他们已经老早就连接起来，准备抵挡神。
For this group of people, from the very beginning, they were already well set to go against God.
那现在听见在他们附近的那个基遍人跟以色列人立了约。
And now they heard that the Gibeonites had made a treaty with the Israelites.
那他们就受不了了。
And they couldn't stand it.
那说第十章开始的时候，那这个特别是那个那个耶路撒冷王。
And so at the beginning of chapter 10, and particularly the king of Jerusalem,
那他一听到这样的消息,
when they heard this news,
他就觉得不能让这种情势发展下去。
They felt that they could not allow this particular event to continue to occur.
那所以他就约了好几个王。
And so entreated other kings.
他们没有胆量直接去碰以色列。
They contracted to fight. Oh, they themselves did not have the strength to fight against the Israelites.
但是他们就去对付那个基遍人。
So instead, they turn to deal with the Gibeonites.
不是他们不要去跟以色列人对抗。
It's not that they did not want to deal specifically with the Israelites.
而是他们觉得，基遍人跟以色列立了约，那基遍人就在他们附近，这个事情是他们不能接受。
But rather that since the Gibeonites were had a treaty now with the Israelites, and the Gibeonites were close to them, so they decided to deal with the Gibeonites.
那所以他们就联合起来去攻打基遍。
And so together they made a treaty, a pact to attack.
也许他们是这样想。
And so they thought in this fashion.
先要除去在自己内部的敌人。
First to attack the people who were inside, the inside of the enemy.
那然后再去对付以色列。
And then after that to deal with the Israelites.
那么我请弟兄姊妹你都翻到圣经背后的 那一个十二支派时期的那个地图。
If friends and sisters can turn to the map in the back that depicts the 12 tribes as they were dispersed or as they had their land in the land of Israel or Canaan.
那中文圣经呢？那应该是第二个地图。
For those who have the Chinese translation of the Bible, it should be the second map.
我想弟兄姊妹们，如果你有一些是纸片。能拿到的话，你就抓住在这里。今天晚上我们要好多次要看这个地图。
We'll be returning to this map quite often during this evening. So keep your place there.
那当弟兄姊妹你看到那个地图的时候
，When you look at the map，
你先找到耶路撒冷。
First find Jerusalem，
因为耶路撒冷那个字比较大，容易找。
The name Jerusalem should be in bold, so it should be easy to find.
然后你往北边就上上头一看，你就马上看到基遍在那里。
If you go north from Jerusalem, you should immediately see Gibeon.
那当你看到基遍的时候，那你就知道了。
When you see this, then you will know.
为什么是耶路撒冷王来发起这一次的对付基遍的联盟呢？
Why is it that the king of Israel, the king of Jerusalem was the one who initiated this attack upon Gibeon?
因为基遍就在他隔壁嘛。
Because Gibeon was their neighbor.
基遍人如果跟以色列人已经结了盟，
If Gibeon, the Gibeonites had already made a treaty with the Israelites,
那对耶路撒冷的威胁是直接就来到了。
They posed an immediate danger to the city of Jerusalem.
那但是弟兄姊妹你记得
So brothers and sisters, you know,
他们当时听见的那些事实是什么？
What was it that the king of Jerusalem heard? What was the news that he heard?
以色列人要灭尽迦南人。
That the Israelites were to destroy the Canaanites.
他们在耶利哥的时候一个都没有留下，都杀掉。
That when they were in Jericho, they had killed each and every person. There was not one person that remained.
他们在爱城也是一样。
And they dealt with the people of Ai in exactly the same manner.
那现在他们跟基遍人立了约。
Now the Gibeonites had the Israelites have now made a treaty with the Gibeonites.
那上一个就是我了。
And so the next one in line would be us.
那所以耶路撒冷王他就发动这一次的联合来抵挡以色列。
And so the king of Jerusalem initiated this front to battle against the Israelites.
那比如说你在这里就可以继续看一看。
Now, you can
take, 看那个地图。
If you take notice of the map again,
那你就看到了，当时他是联合那几个王呢
？Who were the other kings which made up this this pact with them?
那里就那里就提到
，It mentions
希伯伦王
，The king of Hebron.
那希伯伦在哪里呢
？Now where is Hebron?
那在耶路撒冷的下边。
The Hebron is south of Jerusalem.
那弟兄姊妹也很容易看到，因为希伯伦那里是用个比较大的字在那里写出标志做的。
It should be fairly easy to find because Hebron is also in somewhat bolder print.
另外还有一个是谁呢
？Now who else was there？
就是那个耶莫王。
It is the king of Jarmuth.
那耶莫在哪里呢
？Where is Jarmuth？
在大地图你看不见。
In this map, you cannot locate it.
但是你看角落的那个小地图，你就看到了。
If you look at in the Chinese translation of the Bible, there is a smaller focus of the map.
那在那个小图的那个最靠近，这个 靠近大海这一边的那个边边上，你看到耶莫了。
It is in the smaller map. You can locate it in the northern, the northern border of the west, by the west border of the what is that? The Dead Sea.
那你看到那里，你看到亚杜兰，看到博斯莫，那在博斯麦，那亚杜兰和博斯麦的当中，那个就是耶莫。
You can locate it there, Jeremoth.
那这样我们就能看见了。
And then you can see.
是在哪里呢？在大地大图那里，在哪里呢？你找到亚杜兰和博斯麦，你就看见了。
Oh, and the same as the land or the sea of Lachish, and also Eglon is also in that general area.
Uh-huh. 那除了那个耶莫以外，这个耶莫以外呢，有拉吉。
Aside from Jarmuth, there is Lachish.
那拉吉在什么地方呢？
Where is Lachish?
那也是在那附近啊。
Is in that same vicinity.
Lachi, 找到 Lachi 没有？在希伯伦的西边。
It's to the west of Hebron.
那然后呢？然后有一个什么？伊基伦。
And then there is Eglon.
那伊基伦就是在Lachi的再往西一点。
It's further west from Jarmuth.
那这几个王他们都联合起来。
These several kings made an alliance.
那我们就看到了，这就是在南边的最当中的那个部分。
It is to the central south, to the south, but the central portion of that land.
那这里边。那这些王联合起来
and is these kings which have made an alliance,
因为他们这些地方都很靠近基甸
because all of these cities were very close to Gibeon,
那么他们就联合起来要来对付基甸了
so they made an alliance in order to attack to fight against Gibeon.
那我们现在稍微对当时那个地理的环境有了一点了解。
Now we have somewhat of a better idea of the layout of the land at that time.
那我们就回头来看那一个。
So now let's enter into the study of it.
一些人知道神的作为，但是他们决定要与神对抗到底。
A group of people who realize the presence and the work of God there, but have been determined to fight against it.
那另外一些人，他们知道神的怜悯，所以他们就寻求神的怜悯。
Now there is a second group of people who knew of the mercy of God, and who subsequently then chooses the mercy of God.
那么这两个人摆在一起的时候
and both of these groups of people have been placed together now.
我们终于看到一个这样的事实
Now, brothers and sisters, you can see this matter.
愿意与神对抗的人总是人中间的多数
That those who have been determined to fight against God make up the majority.
那寻求神怜悯的人总是
And those who choose the mercy of God are those that are in the minority.
但是你看到一件事。
But you can see one thing.
立定心志要对抗神的人。
Those who have been determined to rebel against God.
总是不能容忍那些寻求神怜悯的人。
Are those who cannot stand those people who choose the mercy of God.
那所以他们现在就联合起来，要对付他，要惩罚他了。
So that's why they have made an alliance in order to fight against these very people.
那就好像是当时的一个例子。
it seems that that was the history of that time.
但是这个不仅是一个历史。
But this is not just a recording of history.
这个是一个属灵的原则。
This is a spiritual principle.
我们读新约的书信的时候。
When we read the epistles in the New Testament time.
那我们就读到这样的一句话。
We read these words.
那是出在加拉太书上的。
It's recorded in Galatians.
那从来都是那个属血气的去逼迫那些属灵的。
It is oftentimes those who of the flesh who battle against those of the spirit.
这个事实，我们回到福音书里面主说的话去的时候呢
？And then when we take this and look at the words recorded in the Gospels and the words that the Lord Himself spoke，
那我们总记得当主跟门徒。快要分离以前主说过的一些话
We remember the words of the Lord as time drew near that he was to be to depart from the disciples
主对门徒说你们是我所分别出来的
The Lord said to his disciples you are those whom I have selected out
所以你们就不属世界
So you are therefore not likeYou do not belong to the world.
如果你们属世界，世界一定爱属他的人。
If you belong to the world of course will love its own.
至于你们不属世界。
But you are not of the world.
是我把你们从世界里面分别出来了。
You have been separated out from the world by me.
但是世界就恨你们。
And that's why the world would hate you.
为什么呢
？Why?
因为他们恨你们以前。
Because they had hated you from before.
Before
they hated you,
已经先恨我了
They first hated me.
那弟兄们，这是一个属灵的原则
This is a spiritual principle.
所以不必等到主耶稣说这个话的时候，历史上已经出现这些事情
And so, therefore, before the Lord even uttered those words, this type of matter occurred.
那么现在这在耶路撒冷为首的那一带地方的人都联合起来来对付基甸人。
And so now the people that were around Jerusalem have now made a pact, an alliance to fight against the Israelites.
那现在我们来看看基甸人怎么去应付他们。
And so now let's look to see how the Gibeonites dealt with this alliance.
那我们先要看。
First, we need to see
基甸人是不是要紧。
The Gibeonites, are they the weaker ones here?
不是
No.
如果他们是弱的
If they were weak,
那我们就觉得他们当时在神面前寻求神那个意义就没有那么明显
Then, it would not be so evident as to the reason why they chose to make a pact, to make a treaty, with God's people.
基甸人并不是弱小的
But the Gibeonites were not weak.
他们是有分量的
They had a power.
那今天你看看第二节你就知道
You can read verse 2 the words there and you will know.
第二节第二句那里开始就是说因为基甸是一座大城如东城一般比爱城更大并且城内的人都是勇士
says that because Gibeon was an important city like one of the royal cities it was larger than Ai and all its men were good fighters
那比如说你看到基甸那个原来的那个光景
if you look then at the original place or the position that Gibeon had
你就晓得基甸人向以色列人求和那的确是不太容易的一件事
it would seem almost an impossibility that thesepeople would make a treaty with the Israelites
是个大城
because they were an important city
是东城好像一个首都一样的
they were like one of the royal they were like a capital at that time
并且城内的人都是勇士
and that each one of them were good fighters
那大城就说出那里人口是不少的
the fact that it's a big city or an important city tells us thatthe population was not small.
那都城就说到那里头的那个城防也是蛮坚固的了。
The fact that it was like a capital then tells us that the strength of that city, that the building of the defense was strong.
再加上里边全都是勇士，都是能打仗的人。
And then added to all this was the fact that each one who manned that city were good, was a good fighter.
有人。
So now there are people.
有坚固的城。
There is a strong, stronghold.
有战士。
And then there are, fighters.
那三个条件加起来，那怎么能会叫他们肯向以色列低头呢？
So if you take all three of these aspects together, why would this, these people possibly submit to the Israelites?
但是感谢神，他们的宝贵就宝贵在这里。
But we thank the Lord because this is His preciousness.
那人看他们是有。
Man looks at themselves as having the ability.
但他们看自己在神的面前。觉得没有
but they themselves when they look upon themselves they see that they did not have the capability
那所以他们才去向以色列人求和
and that's why they were willing to make a treaty with the Israelites
那这样我们就回过头来看到第九章末了我们说他们这样求和就求到在圣殿里头做侍奉神的人
then this leads us to the end of actually the study in chapter 9How because of what they had done, that they were actually brought into serving within the temple of God.
那你看这个事情就是那样的明确了。
You can see that this is so obvious.
那现在，那是人来攻打他们。
And now these other people were attacking them.
凭着他们自己的力量，可不可以对抗这几个王？
According to their own abilities, could they have defended against these kings?
我们不敢说一定能，但是起码有可能。
We cannot absolutely say for sure that they could have fought against them, but we could at least say that there was a good possibility.
但是我们看。
But let us see.
当那些人来围困他们的时候。
When the kings, when the lions came to attack them, to encircle them.
那他们又没有依靠自己所有的。
Again, they did not just rely upon what they were able to do.
也不依靠他们自己所看为能的。
They could not, they did not rely on what other people thought would be their capability.
他们做的一件事。
They did one thing.
立刻打发人到基甲去。
Send
messages to Gilgal.、
Oh. They sent a message to Gilgal.
告诉约书亚。
And they told Joshua,
你们快点来拯救我们。
Come quickly and save us.
因为山地住山地的那些亚摩利人都聚集来攻击我们。
Because the people, the Amorites of the hill country have joined forces against us.
那我们又注意了。
Now let's take notice again.
当这个信息一传到约书亚那里的时候
When this news arrives Joshua
那约书亚就带同整个以色列人的军兵就出发
Immediately Joshua brings his entire army and begins the trek
您留意圣经怎么写这个事情
Notice how the Bible records this incident
第七节
Verse 7.
说约书亚和他一切的兵丁并不能的勇士都从基甲上去。
So Joshua marched up from Gilgal with his entire army, including all the best fighting men.
一切的兵丁就是没有留下一个。
All his entire army means that he did not leave one single soldier behind.
并大能的勇士，也就说出那些军官也没有一个留下。
The best fighting men.Means that there was no one officer that was left behind.
全体都出动了。
Everyone started off.
你说会不会是因为爱城的那一仗他们学了功课呢？
Is it because of the event that happened in Ai that possibly they had learned a lesson?
啊，有可能。
Possibly.
但是也不一定。
But not necessarily so.
因为在攻打爱城以前。神从来是让他们全体出动的。
Because remember, beginning of the attack in the Ai, God had instructed for them to move ahead.
那过约旦河是全体的。
and it was their entire troop crossing the Jordan River. It was the entire troop who was to attack Jericho.
打艾城没有船体就出毛病了。
But before they attacked Ai, then there was a problem that occurred.
但是在攻打的时候, 尽管艾城是很小的一个城, 但是还是船体出动了。
But remember that even though Ai was a small city, that God instructed for the entire troops to march on.
虽然不一定都在第一线,
even though it was not the first line,
但是他们全体都在那里做预备部队。
But all of them were there prepared as reserves.
那现在这一次，基遍人来要请求他们去拯救。
And so now the Gibeonites have come to ask for help.
他们全体出动。
And so the entire army marched off.
那这些事情一直叫我们看到，在旧约的征战啊，已经把那个身体的原则带出来了。This
type of incident records for us and tells us that already in the Old Testament there was the principle of the entire body that was evident.
那所以到了新约再提到那个身体的问题的时候,
so when we come to the New Testament and once more the Bible records about the matter of the body,
我们就晓得那个不是新约里头突然冒出来的。
Then we must admit that this is not a principle that just happened to occur all of a sudden in the New Testament time.
乃是从旧约一直到新约，神对他的子民的带领都是如此。
But rather that from the Old Testament to the New Testament, this is how God led His people.
那当然到了新约的时候，把身体的那一个真理一摆出来的时候，那就哦，整个事情。
Of course, when we come to the New Testament and the entirety of this principle is laid out, then we understand, oh, this is what it's about.
那所以我们很常勉励弟兄姊妹们要有身体的感觉，要进入身体的实际，乃是看见神从旧约到新约，神一直用这个原则。
So that's why we oftentimes encourage brothers and sisters to have this feeling of being a part of the body, and to encourage you to to experience that body, that knowing that God leads His people in exactly this manner from the Old Testament time to the New Testament time.
那当他们照着神的那一个法则来出发的时候,
and so as the people set off in accordance to God's instructions,
我们看到第八节，元帅立刻就发布命令了。
We see that at verse 8 that the commander of the army now makes his command, issues his command.
神对约书亚说,
and the Lord said to Joshua,
不要怕他们,
do not be afraid of them. Even though they have an alliance of several kings,
虽然他们占了地利,
even though they stand with a firm ground, even though they have advantageous position,
不必害怕他们,
but do not be afraid of them.
为什么不必怕他们呢?
Why should they not be afraid?
因为我已经把他们交在你手里了。Because
I have already given them into your hand.
弟兄姊妹们，这话真是太叫人受安慰了。
Oh, brothers and sisters, these words should cause people much comfort.
所有属灵的征战都是这样。And
but this is the same way with each and every spiritual battle.
看似 是神的子民, 要面对面的与仇敌征战。
When the child of God is face to face with the enemy in spiritual battle,
那是表面上看的。
And this is just looking at it from the surface.
实际上是什么回事呢?
In actuality, what is happening?
所有属灵的征战都是神走在前头。
in all spiritual battles, it is God Himself who is at the forefront.
那所以我们看这一句话已经不是第一次看到了。
Now this is not the very first time that we have seen these words spoken.
神说我已经把他们交给你们了。
God says, I have already given them to your hand.
神已经把他们交出来。
I have already given them into
your hand. 那就是说神已经做了一些事情，在他们还没有行动以前，神都做好了。
It tells us that God has already done this, that even before they make any movement at all, that God has already completed this.
弟兄姊妹们记得我们的主说到好牧人的那一个事的时候他怎么说？
Do you remember our Lord when He spoke about the Good Shepherd? What were the words that He said?
既放出自己的羊来。
Since the sheep have gone astray.
就在羊的前头走。
For those sheep which have already gone away, it is still he, the shepherd, who is leading them in front
of the flock. 那他在羊的前头走。
It is the shepherd who is leading the flock.
那羊群碰到什么难处？不是羊群去先去应付。
So whatever danger that the flock might encounter, it is not the sheep themselves actually who has to deal with it.
因为是牧人在那里去先应付。
It is shepherd who first deals with the danger.
那牧人把那一个难处解决了，就继续领那个羊群往前。
And after the shepherd has dealt with the danger that has occurred, then he again leads his flock through that land.
那就是主自己说出来的。
This is the words of the Lord.Himself.
就像我在旧约里头，神领以色列人的每一次的征战，我们都看到这样的一个事实。
And so similarly, each time when we see God leading battle for Israelites, that God speaks these words again.
那是神说我已经把他们交在你们手里。
And so God says, I've already given them into your hand.
啊，他们没有一个人可以在你面前站得住。
Then not any one of them will be able to stand before you.
那以色列人就在那天晚上是应该这样说，是急行军和夜行军。
So for the Israelites, they were able to mobilize very quickly.
在黑夜里面往前去。
That they mobilize during the night.
那么就一直来到那几个王的军队那里。
And so they were able to come into the site of the alliance of the kings.
我们不知道当时那些王的军队究竟是怎样在那里不安排进攻基遍人。
We're not quite certain how the alliance has set up their defense against the Gibeonites.
那按照一般来说
in general,
那在这样在战场的里头
from in the battlefield,
那个军事的部署总是有一些警戒的部队在前头。
There should be there should be watchmen who are watching for the front line.
也有一些后防的部队留在后面。
There should also be some rear guards in the rear.
那但是这记得来当时的情形好像没有看到他们做这样的部署。
But it seems if you look at the situation that this was not the organization that was set up by this alliance.
好像以色列人一到了他们自己就乱了。
It seems that the Israelites appeared on, immediately they were thrown into the alliance was thrown into confusion.
我没有留意英文呢，说到他们乱是怎么用的哪一个字。
I'm not sure exactly what the vocabulary words the word is in English where it tells them tells about their confusion. Surprise, took them by surprise.
那这个就不如中文翻的那么传神了。
It seems that it is not as complete as the Chinese translation.
Not as lively. Descriptive.
你看中文就说，当以色列一到他们那里的时候。
In the Chinese, it tells you that when the Israelites.That the Lord threw them into confusion.
溃乱
Into confusion.
什么叫溃
What does it mean? Confusion.
溃就是说，那个军队打败给人打败的时候，败到一个地步，已经不成军了，不成一个队伍了。
It means that in the Chinese character specifically, it means that when the battle came and the enemy came to attack you, you were taken to a point where you have no organization whatsoever anymore.
那地方你我们晓得稍微说说一些那个打仗的事情了，那个 David Leung 不在这里。
So let us perhaps talk a little bit about the warfare or.Battle.
那一般来说
In general
那两军在那里接战
There are two armies in battle engaging in battle
那有一方面不能支持了
If one particular army cannot maintain
要退了
that they must retreat
那怎么个退法呢
How do they retreat
我们想象就好退我有马上转头就跑了就是了
Our conception of retreating means that you turn your back and you run.
不是的，正常不是这样。
No, in real battles, that's not the situation.
那正常就是从指挥官那里就先安排一些叫做掩护的部队。
But in real battle, the commander would make plans to cover up, to shelter. To shelter the main army.
Shelter the whole army.
Shelter the whole army.
那就是用少数的兵力在那里，用很强的火力在那里顶住敌人的进攻。
They would utilize a small minority, but utilizing much firepower to defend against the enemy's lines.
然后其他的部队就有秩序的按照他们的。那一个组织离开战场
and then the rest of the army in order according to their troops they would begin their retreat
那等到那个大部队都撤退走了
and so then when the majority of the troops have retreated
然后那是掩护的部队那再撤走
then it is at that time that the, small, the minority who is at the front lines would begin their retreat
那所以虽然打败仗还是有队形的
So even though they have been suffered loss, yet it is in an orderly fashion that they retreat.
什么叫做溃呢？溃了。
But what does it mean here that they were thrown into confusion?
乃是说不成队形。
It means that they did not resemble an army.
整个军队的组织都散掉了。
That the entire all the troops just scattered.
指挥官也不见了。
They didn't listen to the command. The commander was not even evident.
所有的人都每人顾单顾自己。
And that each soldier was only caring for himself.
谁跑得最快就是谁是最高明的。
Whoever was able to run the fastest, that was the best thing.
连枪都把它丢掉了，都不要了。
They threw their guns aside without caring about that.
甚至连粮食都不要了。
They don't even care about their supplies.
因为逃命要紧。
Because they were running to save their lives.
那弟兄姊妹，这叫溃退啊。
This is confusion.
那你看这里当时的情形就是这样。
If you look, this is the situation at the time.
以色列一到。
The Israelites arrived.
没有记载说那在那里已经有接战的事情。
There was no offense that was mounted, and then the people were in. There was no record of an offense being mounted by the Israelites, and you see that the enemy was already tossed in the confusion.
他们就走了。
The people just ran.
就乱走了。
And they ran and scattered.
整个的那个部队都散掉了。
All the troops just scattered away.
那么以色列人追赶。
And so the Israelites gave chase.
那么我们留意了。
Now let's take notice.
以色列人怎么去追赶？
How did the Israelites pursue?
那我们又要来看看地图了。
Let's again turn to the map.
从地理的上面来看
from the geography
我们看到当时那些王的军队他们是 集合在北边来攻打基甸
primarily
the
They gathered in the north and from they gathered at the northern from the north to fight to attack Gibeon.
那我们从地理算环境上，你看到这些王都是从南边来的。
You see that all of, the kings though were from the south.
南边是他们自己的地盘。
The south was their own territory.
那但是呢机甲呢是在基甸的北边的东北边
but you see that the focus of the attack from them, for them was in the northeastern side
那所以他们就把那个部队直接在北边把基甸和以色列隔开了
so they attacked from the northeast therefore to separate the Israelites and the Gibeonites
那既然在战略上面他们 也知道先把那个即便的援兵那个路挡住了
so they know that they must first block off the escape route of the Gibeonites
然后就全力把即便吃下来
and then they exerted their force upon Gibeonites to flush them out
那么以色列人从基甸那里来从基甲那边来到基甸
and when the Israelites then came forth from Gilgal and arrived at Gibeon
那弟兄姊妹我们知道
brothers and sisters we know
靠近死海的那一带在地理环境上来说是低地
the geography the land that was towards the Dead SeaBasically plains, lowlands.
那么他们往基甸那里去的时候，是往山地上面上去。
And so if they head towards Gibeon, they are heading uphill.
那从进攻的那一个情形来说，他们是仰攻。
In terms of their force, they actually were going upward.
Up. 那一般来说，仰攻是很困难的。
In general, if you struggle uphill, it is actually a very difficult task.
因为你是站在下边，敌人站在上边。
Because you're situated at the lower land, and your enemy is at a position that's higher than you.
那上边来对付从下边上去的人。容易多了
It is much easier if you are fighting from on top to fight against people that are beneath you, below you.
那你上去的时候，你费的力气也比那些从上面来抵挡你的人要花得多。
And the effort that you must exert to fight uphill is much greater than the effort that would be required if you were to fight downhill.
那现在比如说你找到伯活伦这个地点。
So if you look Beth Horon, if you look for that particular place,
那伯伯伦在什么地方呢？
Where is Beth Horon?
在基遍的西北方。
It is Gibeon's northwest.
那就是就是在伯德利的西边。
It is to the west of Bethel.
那比如说你好，你晓得那个地理的情形呢的时候，你就知道了。
If you understand the layout of the land,
那你看看第十节。
If you look then at verse 10,
他说耶和华使他们在以色列人面前溃乱，约书亚在基遍大大的杀败他们，追赶他们，在伯伯伦的上坡路击杀他们。
You see that the Lord threw them into confusion before Israel, who defeated them in a great victory at Gibeon. Israel pursued them along the road going up to Beth Horon.
那第二个什么叫做上坡路？
And what does it mean going up? The road that was going up.
我们都知道了，你听着，就是往上去的那个路啊。
Well, it's very easily understood. It is the hill, it is the road that leads uphill.
所有上坡路都是易守难攻的。
All roads that go uphill, it is very easy to defend against such an attack that goes uphill.
那但是他们败得最厉害的时候就在那个上坡路。
But when the Israelites exerted its greatest effort, it is when they were going uphill, going up the road.
那么他们就往西边溃退了。
So they retreated, the alliance retreated westward.
那溃退到什么地方呢？
They continued to what place?
那这里就提到一个亚西家。
It mentions here to Azeka.
那亚西家在我们的地图上没有找到出来。
We cannot find this particular place in the map.
但是第二个地点就叫做马基大。
But the second destination you see here is Makeda.
那马基大在什么地方呢？
Where is Makeda?
那你一直往西边走，你就看到靠近那个大海的地方啊，地中海那个地方啊，你就看见马基大了。
If you go continue westward, towards the coast, then you will find the city of Makeda.
你看到在基遍的那一场战役。
You see that the battle had begun in Gibeon.
那一直追赶他们，追到海边。
And that they continued to pursue them until they came to the coast.
照现在的现在我们最近有的那个经历来看啊，那这一段路程啊，开汽车要开一个多小时。
It requires actually nowadays it requires actually about several hours to get to travel that particular path. More than an hour.
那如果是步行的话呢，那个路程也不短了。
If you walk it, it is not a very short journey.
那他们可以退一退就退了那么长的一些路程。
But the fact is that they retreated and they retreated all the way throughout for that entire distance.
那现在我们回头来看。
So now let's return again.
神说我已经把他们交给
God says, I have already given them into you.
果然是神在那里先把他们打下来了。
And indeed it was God who defeated them.
神这样说，神就这样做了。
Since God has spoken, he then accomplishes what he has spoken.
那些联军就是这样的。败退，一直退到海边。
And so the alliance retreated all the way to the coast.
很有意思。
It's very meaningful here.
在基遍打仗的时候。
When they were in battling in Gibeon.
神就是让那些联军的部队乱得不能打仗。
God caused the the soldiers of the alliance to be thrown into confusion so that they could not battle.
那当他们退到佛陀伦下坡的时候，
and so then they started to retreat, and to the point that they were at Beth Horon, and then they started to go downward.
那刚才我们说，那以色列人是在他们上坡的时候把他们打得一塌糊涂的。
Remember, as we had said earlier, the Israelites were going up slope or uphill when they were able to fight them to the point that they were all in confusion.
那现在呢？他们下坡的时候。
But now they have come to a point where they were going downhill, down the slope.
那可以走得快一点了。
And so they should be able to travel faster.
因为下坡路吗？
Because it's downhill.
但在这个时候，神就没有让以色列人出手。
But it was at this point that God did not allow the Israelites to extend their hand.
神自己出手。
It was God Himself who struck the blow.
哎呀，你现在跑到下坡路了。
Now they have come to where they're going down.
你可以跑得快一点了。
And you're able to travel faster.
当然，以色列人要追的话，也一样追得快啊。
So.Not only is the enemy able to retreat faster, but the Israelites, of course, they can chase faster.
但是在这一个时候，
but it was at this particular time,
神就让天上下了大包子，
that the Lord Himself hurled large hailstones from the heavens.
那么这些大冰雹啊，都打在那些联军的身上，
that the hailstones killed the people.
那他说，那从伯伯伦下坡路那里一直下包子，一直下到那个亚西家。
So the hailstones came from Beth Horon all the way to Azekah.
那这里就记下一件事情。
And so this tells us of this thing.
那你说。他们给冰雹打死的比以色列人用刀杀死的还多。
That there were more who died from the hailstones than were killed by the swords of the Israelites.
就明显看见是神自己出的手。
So very clearly, you can see that it was God who extended the hand to strike the blow.
但是问题在这里。
But now the question arises.
就像以前我们看民数记的时候，那个黄蜂飞在以色列人前头一样。
Just as when we were studying the book of
Numbers,
when the locusts came, were sent by God.
难道他们会分辨这个是迦南人，那个是以色列人啊？
Could it be possible that the locusts would be able to distinguish between the Israelites and the Canaanites?
是不是迦南人有一种特殊的气味，所以那个黄蜂就会那些亚摩利人有特殊的气味，那黄蜂就会盯着他了。
Could it be possible that perhaps the Amorites had a particular scent that the locusts were able to key in on?
那现在这些迦南人，难道他们身上有一些什么特殊的装置，可以把那些冰雹都吸到他们身上去呢？
Could it possibly be that the lions, Canaanites, had some special device upon them that attracted the hailstones to come upon them?
因为在战场上面呢，两军接战到那么近的时候，你怎么能分辨谁是谁啊？
Because when you enter into battle, when you've come to this portion of the battle, there really is no distinction.
人可以分辨。
Now man, of course, you can see it.
穿的是迦南人的衣服，你就是迦南人。
You can see the uniform that one has on and be able to distinguish between one versus the other.
我们以色列人穿以色列人的衣服，我们一看就知道这是我们自己人。
We can look and see that we are wearing the uniform of the Israelites, so we know that we are Israelites.
迦南人拿的刀是比较弯一点的。
the Canaanites, their weapons, their sword may be more curved.
以色列人倒是比较直一点的。
And the swords of the Israelites might be more straight.
你既然是拿那个弯刀的, 你是迦南人,
Since you are holding a knife that has a greater curvature, I know that you're a Canaanite, so I will kill you.
那人去认识人, 还可以有点根据。
At the very least, so there is some way for man to recognize man.
但是你叫冰雹去认人啊, 冰雹怎么认人呢?
But what about the hailstones? How could the hailstones possibly distinguish man from man?
那是冰雹从上面摔下来的时候啊, 他怎么晓得这个是迦南人，这个是以色列人呢?
When the hailstones are come from the sky, how can it possibly distinguish that this is a Canaanite and this is an Israelite?
还有,
and then what's more,
不管是以色列人也好, 那个, 迦南人也好, 他们那是都是移动作的。
Whether you are a Canaanite or whether you're Israelite, you are on the move at that time.
那也就是说每一个人位置都时刻分分秒秒都在变的。
That means an inch at each particular place that the person that's traveling through it change, or there are a number of people that travel through a particular place in any given area.
那一个冰雹原来打在这里的时候，那个原来是一个迦南人站的。
So that if the hailstone were to come from the sky and were to land on a particular spot, it might be that initially there was a Canaanite that was standing in that spot.
但是因为战场上的变动，那现在那个位置站的是变成了一个以色列人。
But because of the changing the movement of the people in the battlefield, that it might very well be when the hailstone arrived that there was an Israelite there.
那个冰雹还不要打下来。
Will the hailstone then continue and just
come
down on Israelite? Remember, the hailstones coming from the sky, so they just come straight down.
它不像现在的爆那个有什么那个热先最终的那个飞弹呢，可以转换那个航线呢？
It's not like the missiles where it has a guidance system so that it's able to swerve and make and track.
那它是降上来就是降上来。
If it's going to come down, it's going to come down straight.
怎么能控制那个那样乱的战场呢?
How can it possibly take into account the confusion that was in the battlefield at that time?
弟兄姊妹，你不去想，你就不觉得那个事情是很困难。
If you don't stop to think about it, you would not realize how difficult that situation would be.
但是你去想一下，你就觉得很困难。
But if you just stop to think about it a moment, then you realize what a difficult thing that was.
但是奇妙的就是,
but what's amazing is that
每一块冰雹都不打在以色列人身上,
that not one hailstone came upon an Israelite.
每一块冰雹都打在迦南人的身上,
that each hailstone came upon the person of a Canaanite.
你怎么去说这个事情?
How can you possibly explain this?
我们只能说,
all we can say is that God, it was God who extended his hand. And so now we come to this. Because of this chase.
那么可以说从黑夜一直打到第二个黑夜。
You can possibly say that they went from from dusk of one day to the evening of one day to the evening of the next.
那就是因为他是晚上开始接战的。
Because they began this battle at night.
那然后就一直打到第二个晚上。
And it continued until the next night.
如果不是那个太阳不是定住在那里，就已经黑上全黑下来了。
If this sun did not stop movement in the sky, it would have already been the next night, it would have already been dark.
但是以约书亚当时做了一个祷告。
But at that time, Joshua prayed.
他为了要把整个的那个得胜的那个, 事实来做成功。
In order for the victory to come about,
他就向神祷告。
Joshua prayed to God.
他神啊, 不要叫太阳下来。
and pray that the sun would not set,
也不要叫月亮兴起升起来,
and that the moon would not arise,
一直等到这个战争这一场的战事结束,
not until revenge has been taken upon the enemy.
感谢神,
thanks be to God,
神听了这个祷告,
that God heard, listened to this prayer.
太阳就在天上停了差不多一天,
and the sun stopped approximately over the course of the day.
那以前我们都提说过这个约书亚的长日的那个一个小插曲。
In the past, we have made mention of this long day that was brought about by Joshua.
就说到那一些天文学家就算到在这个宇宙中间少了一天。
And the astronomers calculated that there was one less day
in the universe.
In the universe.
那他们就不懂。后来，有人就说，你读读约书亚记啊。
They couldn't figure out how that could have been, and so someone then said, "Well, read through Joshua, the book of Joshua."
那一读到这里，哎，对了，就是这里啊。
And then when they read to this point, they said, "Oh, well, that's why."
但是那个人还是说，还缺。还缺一点点，没有足够二十四小时。
But the person calculated that it was not a whole 24-hour period.
那后来那人又说：“你再去看看圣经，你看，也许你在哪里再还可以找到。
”And then someone reminded this particular person and said, "Well, read through the Bible again. If you're more a little bit more careful, you." Discover it.
那结果那个人就读到以赛亚书的时候又读到那个犹大的一个王他上神求一个求一个扫头
you find there that records one of the kings of Judah who requested of a sign from God
那神就说我就神就说让日晷往后倒退十五度
and God's response was that the earth would reverse in its rotation 15 degrees
那这样一算起来啊刚好一天二十四小时
and if you make the calculation then it fits just right
这个叫做约书亚的长日
so this accounts for the extended day of Joshua
比诺曼底登陆的那个长日还要长了。
It was even longer than the long day of Normandy.
前不久我在导向上面就看到有一个弟兄，那一个弟兄我问那个信。
What magazine? Oh, not long ago, I read in a magazine.
也有一个弟兄就要追查这个事情。
That records a particular brother who was studying this particular matter.
他按照起初发表的那一篇文章来去追寻那几个关系人。
And so, based on what is available recording, he pursued.To retrace this matter.
但是他好像找不到那些有关系的人。
But it seems that he could not find any individual that was closely related to this incident.
因为上次说的那有关系人都是在 Harvard University.
And so then finally it said that whoever
是在那个是在那个耶鲁大学。
The individual who are most familiar with this is located in Yale University.
那结果没有找到。
And at last, he did not find the answer.
而那个弟兄就说：“那这个恐怕不一定是有这样的事吧。”
And so this brother concluded that quite possibly that this particular event did not occur as written.
但是以后又有一些弟兄就给他提供一些线索。
And later, other brothers came to remind him of, to give him hints.
他说你找那些关系人的那个路线找错了，你应该从这里去找。
And he says, well, your method in tracing, this is wrong. You should instead try this other way.
但是究竟以后他有没有继续找到，我不知道了，因为我没有再看。
Whether or not he succeeded, I don't know because I didn't continue on with that article.
但是无论如何，在这里，在历史上就曾经有人注意过了。
Regardless, the historical, or history tells us that there are individuals who have tried to study this.
那现在我们要注意的一件事。
But now we must study this and take notice.
这里就说。
It tells us here.
十四节。
In verse 14,
在这日以前，这日以后，耶和华听人的祷告，没有像这日的，是因耶和华为以色列征战。
There had never been a day like this before or since, a day when the Lord listened to a man. Surely the Lord was fighting for Israel.
这里我们要看看祷告。
Let us look here. We must look at the prayer.
约书亚的祷告可以说是空前绝后的。
The prayer of Joshua can say that the prayer of Joshua stands on its own. There never was one like it before, and there never has been one like that again.
为什么约书亚这一次的祷告能带出这样明确的那个果效？
Why is it that the prayer of Joshua could bring about such a clear result?
简单的来说就是
very simply put,
是因耶和华为以色列征战。
That the Lord Jehovah was fighting for Israel.
但是这样说就没有说出祷告所要叫我们领会的。
If you just look at this explanation, then you will not touch upon prayer as what we should take notice of.
约书亚的祷告是根据一个事实。
The prayer of Joshua follows one matter.
什么事实呢？
What is the fact that it follows?
第八节元帅的命令。
It is the command from the commander of the army, which is recorded in verse 8.
我已将他们交在你手里，他们没有一个人能在你面前站立得住。
I have given them into your hand, not one of them will be able to withstand you.
那这个当时是神的命令，是元帅的命令。
That was the command of the commander of the army.
但是你站在神的这个地位上来看的时候，这就是神的旨意。
If you stand from the perspective of God, it is God's will.
不错，神为以色列征战，这个是事实。
True, God fought for Israel, and that is a fact.
但是约书亚这个祷告不是寻常的祷告。
But the prayer of Joshua is not just a general, not a common prayer.
他的祷告里说：“太阳啊，你不要上来。”
His prayer was that, sun, stand still. Do not come down.
月亮啊，你不要出来。
And his prayer was that the moon would not arise.
这个是反自然的，规律的一个祷告。
This is in stark contrast to logic of men, and against the natural laws.
那这样的一个祷告不是一个普通的祷告。
This prayer is not a commonplace prayer.
是非常特别的一个祷告。
It is a very special prayer.
虽然是那样特别的祷告。
And even though it's a very special prayer.
甚至是人认为是绝对不能做这样的祷告的。
That no, it is impossible to make for man to make this type of prayer.
但是约书亚祷告。
But Joshua did pray in this fashion.
祷告出结果来没有呢？
And was there a result that came about?
祷告出来了。
Yes, it came about.
事情就像他的祷告一样出现。
And the events happened exactly as he had prayed.
这给我们看到什么？
Now, what does this tell us?
这叫我们看到约书亚那一次的祷告乃是祷告在神的旨意里。
It causes us to realize that the prayer of Joshua at that time touched on exactly the will of God.
这样一次的祷告是叫神的手伸出来。
That prayer caused God to extend his hand.
神的手叫太阳不下来。
And God's hand stopped the sun from setting.
神的手叫月亮不上来。
God's hand stopped the moon from rising.
神的手叫那些冰雹认准了迦南人就打下去。
God's hand caused the hailstones to come upon the Canaanites.
弟兄姊妹们，这个祷告很厉害。
Brothers and sisters, this prayer is powerful.
这个祷告跟以利亚的那个祷告不相上下。
This prayer is the same as the prayer made by Elijah.
这个祷告更神奇。
But this prayer is more miraculous.
我们感谢神。
We thank our God.
祷告叫神做出一个人看为神奇的事。
That a prayer would bring about a matter that that is deemed as miraculous by man.
我们常常鼓励弟兄姊妹们要祷告。
We oftentimes encourage for brothers and sisters to pray.
但是有人勉励弟兄姊妹祷告是勉励过了头。
But sometimes people others admonish brothers and sisters to pray, but they do so in a too much overdone fashion.
他们说的话很中听的。
The words are very they appear very good when you hear it.
因为他说祷告能改变万事。
That prayer is able to change matters.
弟兄姊妹们，祷告不能改变万事。
But brothers and sisters, prayer cannot change all
things. 不要那么天真。
Don't be so naive.
以为我们可以指挥神做这做那。
That we think that we can change, we can command God to do this or to do that.
不是的。
That's not the case.
是，你看，约书亚祷告，太阳就不下来啊。
He said, "No, it is because if you look, Joshua prayed that the sun would not set."
的确，太阳没有下来。
True, the sun did not set.
但是我们不能不注意。
But we cannot but to
know. 约书亚是祷告在神的旨意。
That Joshua prayed in the will of God.
我们也能做约书亚所做的祷告。
We too can pray the prayer, the type of prayer that Joshua prayed.
也能带出同样的结果。
And we can bring about the same result.
只要我们祷告，祷告在神的旨意里头就可以。
If only our prayers would be prayed in the will of God.
那这是在基遍的征战的里头。
Now this is the battle of Gibeon.
神做了好些的工作。
That God has done much work.
叫以色列人得胜。
So that the Israelites would be victorious.
叫神的旨意成全。
That the will of God.Will be maintained.
但是我要说
But once I want to repeat,
这不单是一个历史
This is not just history.
这里面有属灵的原则
Contained within is a spiritual principle.
那些原则到今天没有改变
Those spiritual principles have not changed up to today.
所以我们说他们当时的经历是我们今天该学的功课
So that's why we say that what they experienced then should beOur experiences today.
我们求神给我们从历史的里头看见神的手，看见神做工的法则，也看见我们的追求。
We pray that the Lord will allow us to see through history, the work, the hand of God at work, and also the method, the principle by which He works, and for us to be able to learn from what we see.
求主恩待我们。
May the Lord have mercy upon us. We'll end our sharing here this evening.